cooled out. I used to be an aggressive driver. Now I'm very chill. Everyone on the road is on my team. We're all trying to get to the same place. Yeah. Not racing.
What do you?
But I can rage. I raged not too long ago.
What are you doing in the left lane? Over 80 or around 80?
It is what it is, bro. I drive to Jersey for a long time, and Jersey heads are so spazzed out about PA plates not going fast enough in the left lane that I've been like, fuck off, guys. So I had like a beef with the whole state of New Jersey there for a while I lived there, and it was just kind of like, yeah, I don't care. Fucking pass me if you want to pass me.
Uh-huh.
I don't go that slow. I'm not going to go like 50.
Right.
But if someone high beams me, I'm like, well, now we're all going very slow for a very long time.
Yeah, that happened to me. I'll give a gentle double flip on the high beams every once in a while.
If it's, I get it.
But if there's space for me to just go around, I'd do that.
I'm out, yeah.
Somebody did that the other day, and I was close to the car in front of me, and that car was close to the car in front of them, and a guy's nonstop, like, over and over, on my ass.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, this is war.
Yeah, now
I try to box a man with a fucking truck. try to murder him and his family. Yeah. You know?
Follow him to his house.
Yeah, my road rage was for real, like, really bad. Like, I used to get, like... The worst I've ever had was one time a guy did something. He was just wasn't paying attention. We're on like 95, so we're all moving pretty fast. So everything's kind of heightened. And he like came into my lane, and I was wronged. And I was like, how dare you? So I like sped up to just, you know, get what's mine. So I wanted eye contact and like maybe a little apology. So I pulled
maybe
along.
Maybe a little handgun in your mouth.
Yeah, true.
Your own head off.
One your wife said.
I pulled up on him to get like visual confirmation. I'm like, bro, what the fuck was that? And he gave me like, whatever. I was like, all right, fair enough. And I started to slowly, because he was like, it was my lane. It was a two lane kind of thing. Or maybe I was in the middle. He was in like the right lane. So I started like, and there was just not a lot of like shoulder next to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I started just matching his speed and slowly getting in his lane. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until he was like, oh, and I was like, satisfied. It was psycho. It was for real psychotic.
You're mad Matt.
Yeah.
I'm mad Matt at him, dude. This was years and years and years ago. And I was like, I remember pulling away being like, I think he had a kid in the car. I was like, that was pretty bad.
Now, how forgiving would you be?
Yeah, yeah.
How forgiving are you if somebody does that shit, but when you pull up to make eye contact, they're like.
Totally.
Yeah.
And when I wrong people on the road and they pull up, I go, dude, that was totally my bad.
Same.
I fucked up. I go, that was my bad. I fucked up.
I hang my asshole out the window.
Take it.
Token of appreciation.
I don't flash bird anymore. I don't give anybody the finger. No. If I'm angry at somebody.
For a second, I was like, whoa. All right, fuck. I didn't know you were ripping like that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm having a stroke.
Where's my booster seat? My penis is too small to
sit on a hemorrhoid pillow. And dick out the window.
Dude, that one is one of the worst parts about having a little dick is you can't fucking wiggle it at them in traffic.
Mm-hmm. Although, depends on the weather.
If you hit him with a penis, that'd be like, that's aggressive. Oh, man. What the fuck?
Dude, you got your wife holding the wheel.
Showing your penis out of rage is actually way more. If I was like, fuck, Jesus Christ.
Just having a little grape pop out of the sunroof. Just.
I will now, if somebody is driving like a dickhead and they're passing me, and we've been engaged in a little bit of back and forth anger.
Yeah.
I'll give him like a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Ooh.
Thumbs
down would devastate me.
Yes. It's way more hurtful than a finger. And a thumbs up, the sarcastic.
Yeah.
Nice one, brother. You're doing so good on the road.
Now, dude, if you had a road rage incident where it was clear, it was popping off, you both pulled over, when you got out of the car, would you let your ponytail out?
I would take all my jewelry off. No, I would spear the person immediately.
He'd tie it up, start.
Well, dude, my dad's convinced that like dudes with ponytails are like badasses, because in the 70s he's like, yo, that guy's got a ponytail, I'll stab you.
Yeah, I don't think I have that kind of ponytail vibe.
Yeah, no one has it anymore.
I think karate appropriated.
Yeah, they used to be karate based.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
No, yeah. I think karate was the start of those guys, and it's like at that time they did have some cachet, whereas now it's you got a bunch of these running around.
And bikers, I feel like bikers and karate
bikers,
guys.
It was that was probably bikers that ponytail. Yeah. Like it's pulled back,
and they have a fucking knife in their belt for sure. Mm-hmm. They will stab you.
Do you carry a weapon?
No, not anymore.
You got that weapons charge up in New York.
Yeah. Ever since then, I've been very weary of having a knife on me.
Yeah.
What'd they hit you with? Was that a misdemeanor?
Class 5 misdemeanor, something like that.
For having that thing on, having the hawk on?
Yeah, having the damn fucking, the chopper, letting the chopper sing. Yeah,
that's fucked up.
Dude, I had a pipe for a while.
A pipe?
I had a pipe in my car. I never used it. I just like a friend gave it to me and they said it as a joke. I was like, yeah, you know what? I will fucking hang on to this.
Do you ever just grip it every now and again while you're driving?
Oh, man. That's a nice feeling. One time on Chestnut, me and this guy, we were going into the city and this dude cut me off. I did the same thing. I pull up the side to him, kind of give him a look. And I was behind a cop. And he,
that's perfect.
I put my window down because I'm like, this guy's such a piece of shit. I'm going to say something to him. And he's like, yeah, you're not going to say something because the cop's there. And I'm like, ooh, what the fuck? And then I just start saying something. We just start fucking yapping at each other. And then about 5 minutes later, we're still going down Chestnut towards Center City, from West Philly. Mm-hmm. And I see him pull up next to the cop, and then he kind of runs through the light. And 2 seconds later, the cop turns on the sirens. Oh, I'm like, got his ass.
Oh, that's awesome.
Instead, the cop got me.
Oh!
And I see his ass stop about 60 feet ahead of me, braked in the middle of the street, watching me get pulled over. And the cop walks up. He's like, did you flash a gun at that guy?
What?
I'm like, what? No, I don't have a gun.
Pulled over for red light.
He said to the cop that I had a gun in my car.
So he was running from you, is what his excuse
was. Yes.
Genius.
So I'm fucking. He pulls me over, and I'm like, no, dude, I don't have a gun. I promise. I was like, you can search my car.
And I wasn't even thinking. We found 13 Hot Pocket wrappers, but no gun.
This is like when I was doing.
He's pulling. Like, God damn, dude!
How have you been operating a microwave in this vehicle?
How do you have it connected to the smoke charger? The fucking.
Yeah. It's like he hollowed out the glove box, and it's just the fucking microwave.
It was a DeLorean, but it was just microwaves.
But yeah.
So wait, he told you he had a gun?
He told him I had a gun, and I was so pissed off. And I told the cop he could search my car. And as soon as I did, I realized. I was on my way to a sketch rehearsal at like that thing across the street. I had a fake gun in my back seat. I swear to God, I didn't flash it. But I was like, yeah, you can search my car. And then I was like, oh my God. And the guy was just like, fuck, man. All right. And then he just let me go.
Oh, he didn't go through.
Yeah. Thank God.
Did he go to try to get the other guy for lying about?
No, I think he just like knew that it was just some dumb dispute between two young idiots and just like,
dude, what if he looked through all your improv shit and he saw like a man-sized baby bonnet?
Just a big spanking paddle. Yeah.
Fuck, that must have been scary. How was it, like an orange cap gun, or did it look kind of real?
I think it was an orange cap, but we took it off because of the fucking show. So we like, yeah.
Oh, man.
You scratched it off the cereal.
Yeah. Fake. Made in China.
Yeah. It shoots Pez.
That almost became the best possible revenge prank that a guy's ever pulled. You had a fucking fake gun in the car?
Yeah, I actually had a fake handgun in the car. Yeah, insane.
And you didn't wave that thing at him?
No, I swear to God, I didn't wave.
Like, I'll murder you, motherfucker.
I had the pipe down here. I was ready to go with the pipe if that fucking came to be.
But... Was the gun in your trunk or was it in the back
seat? No, it was just sitting in the back seat. Yeah, on like a pile of clothes. It was like a Walmart bag with a bunch of shit just stuffed in it because I was like running late to the fucking thing.
You would, if he saw that gun, you would have gotten like aggravated. Even if you wave a fake gun, I think you get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a felony, right? When it's in a car.
Fake gun.
Now, to this point, Jake recently got shot by a bunch of teenagers with a with an airsoft gun.
Yes, I did. What?
Could they have been also charged with aggravated assault?
Yeah, they get charged. If you hit someone with a BB gun, you get airsoft or was it BB?
I think it was airsoft.
Because those little.
It didn't hurt.
Yeah. Why did they shoot you?
I was leaving an Italian comedy night in the middle of fucking Delaware. I was like, kill me, right?
They asked him to sit in the front seat.
And I'm like walking back and I could, you know, you just feel the group of kids in the car pull up and I'm like, something's happening here.
Oh, no, dude.
And then I hear, and I just feel a little like smacking on my hand.
They kind of sting. If you're close enough, those things kind of sting.
I had to like walk and act like it didn't hurt. I was like, I don't notice anything. Get around the corner and they fucking pull off. I'm like, why would they do that to me? Right?
Oh, that's scary.
In their defense, you are the person to shoot with an
airsoft. I'm the biggest target. Yes. I'm like beginner level for that shit.
They fired that many shots?
Yeah, probably.
You can get automatic ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. They make the AK now. You can get the airsoft AK and just be like, brrr.
Jesus Christ.
I was walking in front of a storefront, so it was like, I was hearing it hit the glass a bunch too. Like,